time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the nice weather, I'm into early spring cleaning. I can't stand to throw things away. I'm not a hoarder, just frugal. Maybe it was my upbringing where somewhere along the line I was told to appreciate what you have, fix things, clean things, keep things. That value resulted in lots of stuff not being thrown away. Well, I jumped into it the other day. I was surprised at what I found when I looked in the closets, drawers, and boxes laying around. It was like Christmas. What could have possessed me to keep two small, cheap picture frames with broken glass? Did I actually think I would fix those 99-cent frames? Lord only knows what I was planning to do with three rotary phones with long extension cords. I guess I could have taken them to the Fortuna Museum. And what was I thinking by keeping six broken little flashlights? You know, the ones you buy at the checkout counter that stop shining before you get to your car after leaving the store? The light works on these things, just not the button you push. Very frustrating. I keep pushing the button and the light comes on every ninth or tenth push, just often enough to keep me pushing it. I think psychologists call this operant conditioning or classical conditioning or some kind of conditioning. I really hate to think I'm that predictable. Don't ask me why I keep buying them. Psychologists probably have an answer for that too. Then there's the boxes with clothes. Clothes with not enough material to go around me anymore. I know we joke about it, but those things do shrink. They really, really do. I came up with a five-step process for dealing with the stuff. Step one, make individual piles. Step two, move small piles to large piles. Step three, combine larger piles into a closet. Step four, move stuff in closets to a single vacant room. Step five, move room stuff to the garage. Then you have three choices, garage sale, Goodwill, or the dump. Some of us get these last two confused. I took some stuff to Goodwill a while back, only to be greeted by, "Are you serious?" Now that was embarrassing. I ended up taking it to the dump. Going through this type of cleaning made me feel good. It may be just the moving stuff around part and hiding it that made me feel better. Psychologists probably have a response to that also. One of the big challenges I do have is to achieve simplicity, and I think I'm failing miserably, but it's not due to a lack of effort. Anybody want some rotary phones, flashlights, or picture frames? Call me. I still have them. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.